What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the All Things Teen Show with your host, of course, Michael, Mickey, who cares at this point? Welcome, everyone. Hope everyone's having a fantastic day. If you guys are new or listening to this on the internet or on the website or the link that I sent you, welcome. If you guys haven't ever watched this show, you guys should definitely watch some of my other episodes. They're jam-packed with a lot of stuff, stories, cool stuff, opinion on things, anything that's going on that's relevant currently, or my love life, but at this point, it's alright. But anyways, let's get into the podcast. Black Panther is going to be the first topic that we will be talking about. This is my disclaimer now. That's it. This is honestly what it is now. Spoilers are all through this podcast. Now please, click off until you watch it, or be prepared to get the entire movie spoiled for you. You've been warned. Now let's get into the video. Podcast. Gotta get used to that. Ah, yes, you know I am from Wakanda. Sorry, I'm gonna stop that. That accent was completely terrible. Welcome to the Black Panther part of this segment of the podcast, of course. What a movie. Really, 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 what a movie. I mean, Chadwick and Michael B. Jordan, the greatest. Like, I don't know, but in my opinion, this was my number one number one Marvel movie. Now, my dad gave me this idea. He's like, how would you rate it next to the first of its kind? Iron Man. The first Iron Man comparing to Black Panther. I think Black Panther beats Iron Man. Thor and Black Panther. Well, in my opinion, I think Thor was... the Ragnarok one was my favorite. All the other ones were decent. But I did notice a trend. A little bit. Between Black Panther and... sorry, I'm itchy. from Black Panther and Thor, the first one, it's like someone else coming to the throne and they wanting it. Again, this is spoilers, everyone, if you're still watching. Basically, Michael B. Jordan notices something, realizes that he is a Wakandan, a prince, and is, I guess, allowed or is can become king. So he challenges the king and, well, defeats him. But not permanently defeated. But that's not the point. I really think that Michael B. Jordan's character was my all-time favorite. For one reason. You could, like, understand his story, you know? Like, for a while they kept you on a cliffhanger until that part. Where, like, he was sitting there and Chadwick was sitting on the throne. And he was just talking to him, talking down. Like, your father was a murderer. And I'm gonna take revenge for him. And I just felt for him. I don't know why, but like I just really felt for him. And I thought that was a very powerful moment. From that point on, I fell in great love with the movie. I thought it was amazing, honestly. So, I'm really curious in your guys' opinion. For Michael B. Jordan, of course, because I'm not done. Chadwick. Of course, he played Jackie Robinson, James Brown. Now he's playing Black Panther. All very important roles. He did an amazing job, honestly. I really enjoyed his character. But I did notice the fact that I thought he was going to be a little bit more buff, you know? Like, I thought he was going to be able to match with Michael B. Jordan. But you could tell, like, Michael B. Jordan, he was in the gym every day. Gains, gains, gains. And it looked like Chadwick missed a couple days. You know, not even a couple days, like a couple weeks. He missed a lot of it. Because just the difference was crazy. But, anyways, I just think... oh, the message behind the movie... and I don't understand why I got so much hate. Like, why would it get so much hate for stuff like this? Like, have you ever seen those things all over the internet? Like, oh, this movie, we can't see it because we're white. And stuff like that. And I'm like, no! It's a reversible movie. The message, like, when have we seen in a movie where we have strong black women and strong black men being supreme. But in the trailer, I did notice this is like my, this is what I thought the movie was about. Black people beating up white people. Defeating white people. And I'm like, well, okay, but it's probably got to be more than that for a Marvel movie, of course. Or even a feature film. But I just think that, like, why? Why would you do that to yourself? Being a Wakandan and the thing is kind of like, it's Africa, right? So, like, and also, it's giving a new look on Africa. Because it's not all just poor. There's a lot of places that are wealthy, decent, like, decent living. And not everything's just so poor that you see in the commercials that are just like, help this little kid. He has to walk 8 hours to get some water. That is very true. However, they're painting a big picture for such a small or not all of Africa. And I don't like that. Why are you doing that? Why? I've never quite understood that. Had to do a part two of this. Didn't get to finish my thought. The whole message behind Black Panther is just spectacular. I honestly love it. I love the idea of showing us strong, not weak. Or anything bad or negative. Black women side by side fighting black women. Everyone fighting for each other. As a community, as a family. I really enjoyed that. I really did. I fell in love with the movie, to be honest with you guys. And I'm starting to get emotional over this. So this is kind of weird. But I think I'm going to end this part 2 at 45 seconds. But stay tuned, of course, because we have more coming. You think I'm not prepared? You thought wrong. As the majority of you guys did. You watched the All-Star game, right? In LA? Well, you didn't have to be in LA to watch it, of course. TV. Specifically, I want to talk about the part, the dunk contest. Now, as we know, the greatest dunk contest ever was last year. I honestly enjoyed it. It was so much hype. There was so much going on. And now they're starting to change the rules. Like, you only get 2 rounds of dunks instead of 3, being there a semifinals and a finals. And it's just so annoying to me. Like, why are you changing stuff? So, like, it lost its momentum this year. We got a couple dudes. Dennis Smith did an amazing dunk. 360 through the legs. Switch hand. Dunk. And I was like, what? What? That, ooh. Everyone was fired up after that. But he didn't end up winning. There was a couple other dudes. Right now, their names are escaping me. But let's talk about the judging. Chris Rock. DJ Khaled. 2 basketball players. I'm just going to call them by that because it makes it easier for me to be able to say their names. And the dude from Daddy's Home. I don't remember his name. But that's not the point. It's just the way that they judged didn't feel right. It just didn't feel right to me. Because look, I feel like, thinking of DJ Khaled, I'm going to vote a 2. Because everyone voted a 10. That's exactly how he voted. He never voted the same. He voted the same once. But even then, I don't even think he voted the same. I feel like DJ Khaled was always trying to be different. Always. He was... They're going to vote 10, I'm going to vote 2. They're going to vote 9, I'm going to vote 6. And I'm just like, I don't know if you're even watching the dunk. Because the dunk and your reaction should judge your score, not what everyone else is doing. And that's annoying to me. That is super annoying. Chris Rock didn't know much about basketball. And the basketball players who were sitting there were saying, if your mouth ever goes, it's a 10. So I'm just like, well, then that means he doesn't watch a lot of basketball. Therefore, everything's like a 10 to him. Or the one time he voted like an 8 or a 9 is when he looked at other people's things. They were like, hey, what you doing? Psst. Hey, yo, basketball lady, what did you put? 7. All right, I'm going to put 7 so I don't look like an idiot. It came out anyways, dude. Like, come on now. There were a lot of good dunks. The double tap when he threw it off the backboard, double tapped on the backboard and dunked it. That was pretty good. But I just don't think it lost its hype this year. I want it to come back. And I feel like Zach LaVine, if he just, that would have been dope. That would have been absolutely awesome. But if you guys are watching, if the people who are watching this, if you guys agree with me, I feel that they should go back to the old rules, one, and have the majority of the people who are, like, judging be basketball players. So, 4 basketball players, 1 celebrity. Or they can be celebrities, it doesn't matter. They just need to know basketball. They need to know what they're doing. DJ Khaled, not a chance. Chris Rock, no. Didn't know much. Or if any, actually. And then the dude from Daddy's Home killed it. I need you guys to text me that name and DM me somehow, please. So, because it's making me sound silly. But if you guys agree with me, applaud this video if you're, of course, you're on the app. And if you don't agree with me, well, DM me and we'll talk about it. Yeah. One more segment. Hey. Before you go. Wait. What's up, everyone? Just came up with that intro. I think I might stick with that. Let me know if you guys like that. Welcome to the Before You Go segment of the podcast. I hope you guys are going to enjoy this segment. I had an idea and a little bit of opinion on it, but I really wanted to know your guys' opinion. So maybe call in or something, or DM me and we'll talk about it. Recently, a ice skater by the name of Ryan, don't know his last name, from the Winter Olympics, was offered to get interviewed by Mike Pence. However, Mike Pence is against the LGBT community. So, himself, being part of that community, refused to get interviewed. He says, I don't believe in his morals. I will never let a man take my morals from me and allow him to interview me. Because he was everything against him. And he said it so casually, too. Like, he didn't have to think. There was no script. No, nothing. And I remember him getting interviewed multiple times about that. I'm on his side. Are you guys not? I'm curious. Let me know through the captions, DMs, wherever you guys follow me. Just let me know your opinion on this topic. I just want to know. Are you guys on Ryan's side or are you on Mike Pence's side? Or you think he should have just taken the interview for publicity purposes? But yeah, let me know. I'm back, you guys. Welcome to another segment. Yeah. This is an emotional moment for me. I honestly love this so much. Have a good day, everyone, or a good night. Peace.